We are up to Simin Reish Lamed Beis, and we'll be doing the first 1.5 sifin. Sif Aleph, Imasha Dechuka. If there's not enough time, Yispallu Belachash. So he's talking about Davening Mincha. Everyone should say their own Shmone Esrei, the Tefillah Belachash, the silent Shmone Esrei. V'chakach Yomer Shliach Tzibur Magen U'Mechaye V'Yane Kedusha U'Mesayim Hakel HaKadosh. The Shatz should do a quick Chazaras HaShatz, which is not a complete Chazaras HaShatz, just to Lakel HaKadosh, for the sake of being Mezaka the Tzibur in Kedusha. Im Ein Shehus Bayom Ligmar Yudches Brachas, if there won't be enough time to finish the Shmone Esrei. So the Machaber Shita is that the way you shorten the davening, if it's late, is that Chazaras HaShatz is incomplete. It's only for Lakel HaKadosh. It's not a complete Chazaras HaShatz, but at least you've got to say Kedusha. Hagav Yeshomim Shispal Hashatz Imakol B'Kol Ram B'Chei Noagin. The Ramos Minig is that the Shatz davens the whole Shmone Esrei out loud while the Tzibur is davening the silent Shmone Esrei. There it's brought down that there should at least be one person answering Ami. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that our Minig is not like this, not like the Machaber and not like the Ramah, but instead the Shliach Tzibur will start on his own on just the first three brachas, and then the Tzibur is going to daven. That was Sif Aleph. Now comes Sif Beis, which is a whole other inyan, and the Mishnah Berurah gives us an introduction to the Sif. The Mishnah says, Lo yeshev odom lefnei hasaper samach leminchat sheyispalo. You're not to sit down in front of the barber close to mincha until you daven mincha. The Mishnah also mentions lo yikonis, lo lemerchis, lo leburski, lo lecha, lo ledin. You're not supposed to go to a bathhouse, to a tannery where they work out hides, they turn it into leather, not to eat, and not to do din, not to have a din Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we don't know which mincha we're talking about. Mincha gdola, mincha ktana. Mincha gdola is a half hour after chatzos, whereas mincha ktana is for the 2.5 hours before shkia. So he wants to know which mincha are we talking about. Second of all, what sort of suda is aser? A big one or a small one? What kind of rechitza is aser? Is this a rechitza where a person is just going to he's going to get some steam, or a person is actually washing himself well? What kind of tannery, or what kind of situation of a tannery? Were you going to work there, or are you just going to check up on what's going on? So we have two shittas in the Gemara. One says that we're talking about a Suda Gedola near Mincha Gedola, and the Suda Ktana could be mutter up until Mincha Ktana, maybe even past Mincha Ktana. Whereas the second teretz of the Gemara says that we're talking about even a Suda Ktana, however, it's only Samach LeMincha Gedola that it's Aser. The Rif and the Rambam paskin like the latter teretz, and that will be the Mechaber Shita. The Ramah we'll see later paskins like the first teretz. So based on that, we can read the Mechaber. Lo yeshev odom lihistaper samach lemincha ad sheyispal. A person should not go for a haircut near mincha until he davens. Now, what's so terrible about a haircut? Because we're afraid the scissors will break in the middle, and then you're going to go looking for another pair of scissors, and you get lost in the process, and you'll miss mincha. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you have more than one pair of scissors, so that even if one breaks, you can still complete the haircut, it could be that over there is no Isser in the first place. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also says that you should not go and take a little child on your lap within a half hour of Mincha out of fear that that you're going to have to go and wash yourself, and in the process, you're going to end up missing Mincha. What is samuch? Samuch means within a half hour. Now, within a half hour, so this half hour is manis. That means from mincha gedola, that would be from chatzos. From mincha ktana, it would be the beginning of the ninth hour. V'lo yikonis lemerchitz, he shouldn't go into a bathhouse. V'lo leburski, that's a tannery. V'lo makom shemabdim ba'oris. V'lo ledin. And not din. This is even the case of gmar din, where you already heard both sides. Afilu suda ktana. So this is the Mechaber Shita, like the second teretz. even a small suda, samach lemincha gedola, is aser. That means you cannot sit down and have your regular lunch before mincha, within a half hour of mincha gedola, until you've davened mincha. Which means from chatzos, v'mhischil b'mikol elu, eino mafsik, says the Mechaber, even if you started b'isser, you don't have to stop. Even though you began be'isser, you still don't have to stop. The Mishnah Berurah says that the case of Bursky includes all forms of malacha, like checking up on your work to see if everything's all right, because you may get caught up in it. In the Bir Halacha, he says that b'makom tzorach you can be machmir. Okay, so what is the halacha? That is suda ktana, according to the Mechaber, which is the day of the Rif and the Rambam, a suda ktana before mincha gdola is also asur, which means from chatzos. V'hu she'esh, but if you started, then you can continue. V'hu she'esh shehus b'yom l'espal achas she'yigmer sudaso. That's only if there's enough time by day to be able to finish whatever he's doing and not miss mincha. What happens if there won't be enough time? Even though right now there's time to mincha, but you know if I'm going to continue my meal now, I'm going to end up missing mincha. So the halachi is that you have to stop even though you started beheter. Now further. What's called starting in the case of Birkov? Mishianiach sudur shel saparim al birkov. When they go and put the barber's apron on you so that you don't get hair all over yourself. Vascholus merkus mishiyivshot levusho ha'elyon. When you take off your outer garment, that already is considered tchilas merchatz. Vascholus bursi mishiyikshor beged ben ksefev kaderech ha'burski. When you put on the tanner's apron. Vascholus din. So that's either when the two sides state their case. From when the dayanim go and put their talus on for the sake of paskening. And for us, it's when they sit down for the sake of being done. The beginning of the meal is when you wash your hands. This is all within the Mechaber Shita, and we'll see the Ramaz Shita in tomorrow's shir. Now, in a case where somebody did not have to stop, and he did stop, the Magen Avraham says he's called a Hedyot. He's doing something totally unnecessary. But then he brings the Gra, who says that there's Makom LaHakol, that you're allowed to stop if you wish. In all of these things, the halacha is that once you started, and we saw the definition of starting, then you're allowed to continue up until the time that you think you're not going to have time if you don't stop to daven mincha now.